This interview will be in English because Nadia, she's one of those women who are now in Germany, or not exactly. Maybe she will be in Germany if she can manage to make up a business. Nadia, what kind of business you have?
I work in the music industry. I started my own PR agency, public relations. I'm a publicist of artists. I work in the Latin industry in the USA. And my ultimate goal is to be able to move to Germany, because my boyfriend is from here, from Germany.
Well, it's the kind of winning in Las Vegas you had.
That is, yes, the best one you can have. Yeah, I met him in Las Vegas. I was there for business. He was there on vacation, and I met him at a nightclub in Las Vegas 2 years ago, and we became inseparable ever since. And I've been going back and forth between Los Angeles and Germany for the last 2 years. I think I've been here maybe 10 or 11 times now. Yeah, I came to spend Valentine's in Germany. That's why I'm here in February, and I'm actually going home soon. And I should be back hopefully sometime towards the end of March. And we'll stay a couple more weeks, and we'll continue to do that until I find a way to be able to live here in Germany.
So you work in the United States?
That is correct, yeah.
But you were not born in the United States.
Right, yeah. I was actually born in Nicaragua, which mm-hmm. is in Central America, right below Mexico. And I moved to USA when I was 11 years old. And so I grew up there most of my life. I'm not that young now. So yeah, more than half of my life I've lived in Los Angeles. And actually I lived in New York too for 3 years, and in Miami because of work. Yeah, so I've kind of moved around.
So you started with the music business when your working life started?
Yeah, I've been working in the music industry since I was 17 years old, and I've been doing it now for almost 20 years, so yeah.
So how did you come to this business?
It just kind of happened. I was in USA, what is high school. I had to take a class, economics, and I'm not a very big fan of numbers. So there was a special course where instead of doing the normal book work, you had to get an internship. I don't know if you are familiar with that, but it's a program where you go and you practice for a semester, whatever it is that you're studying in a company. And I did mine at a record label, which was Warner Music Latin. And I was there for 2 months doing my internship. And before I actually graduated high school, they hired me because they liked how I worked. I started doing special projects that, turn into sales, album sales. And obviously, at the end of the day, that was the ultimate goal of the business, to sell records. And I was young and just anxious to learn and grow, that I bought bubble gum and lollipops, and I put little signs on them, and I used to pass them at the nightclubs where I was very young to even get in and stuff. And I used to pass them promoting the upcoming albums of the artists that were on the record label. And the small things that I started to do generated sales. And so they offered me a full-time job. And then eventually with time, I got promoted to do other things within the company. When I started, I worked rock music only, alternative music. And then I worked everything except regional Mexican music, which is a typical music from Mexico. So I worked everything from salsa and pop and rock and stuff. And I stayed there for many years. And then I went on to work for EMI Capitol Records. And then from there, I went to work for Universal Music. And my last job was at a PR agency. And it's an American agency. And I was actually the only Latin employee at that agency, which was it was a bit scary, but it was also an amazing feeling to see that I had this opportunity and to make a difference.
Was there prejudice or
There wasn't. No, not at all. I felt a little bit weird too. You know, I'm Latina and I look like one. I have dark hair, dark skin, dark eye colors and stuff. And I worked, the majority of my colleagues were light skin, blue, green eyes, blonde hair and stuff. And I knew whenever I walked anywhere, I'd stood out a lot, you know, but I didn't feel uncomfortable. I was pretty proud, actually, that it didn't matter where I was from or anything. And I was this young girl from Nicaragua that moved to USA like many other people do. And I was able to build a career. And I was very lucky that I didn't have to go to a university to study the career that I was working on. But all these other people where I worked at this agency, that was their career. They went to college for that. And so I actually felt pretty proud, you know, that the non-American girl was in the same room, in the same situation as all these other people. And I came from a different background, I guess.
And you managed it.
And I did, yeah. And they were amazing people. They were very welcoming, very loving. And so I always felt pretty at home, to be quite honest, yeah.
So now you're thinking about moving to Germany.
That is
quite
correct.
A different thing now.
That is very different. So after, so I left that job this last summer and I venture off to start my own PR company. And so I've been working on by myself since the summer, since July, because it was the only way that I could come and go whenever I want and stay as long as I want in Germany with my boyfriend. And luckily, I'm able to do my job from anywhere in the world. You know, I just need a phone, internet, and a computer, and I'm good. So I've been doing that for some time now. And the plan is to hopefully be able to do something here that's related to what I love to do. And being here in Germany, I noticed how people love Latin music, you know, so I'm not so scared as I was maybe when I first met him. And I knew that if that relationship continued and I had to move to Germany, I was like, what am I going to do? I've never worked in anything else, you know, since day one, the music industry has always been my job. But you know, I go to bars or I hear people in the car listening to Latin music. So I'm like, you know what? I honestly feel that there is an opportunity for me to be able to do something here in Germany.
And what about the people?
I love the people. I've been so lucky that everyone has been quite wonderful. That's been my experience. Wherever I go, everyone's always so helpful. I go to the supermarket and when I need help with something, I always approach people and they go out of their way to show me what I need, you know.
A lot of people are speaking English in Germany.
Yeah, for my surprise, I think maybe two or three people have not spoken English and somehow they still find a way to help me, you know. But yeah, it's been wonderful. I do notice that when I walk into places, people look at me, but I guess because I do look a little different. But other than that, you know, it's been quite wonderful. I love the nature. I'm in love with it. You know, the quality of life here is so much better than many other places, including USA.
Really?
You know, everything's cheaper. You know, I see that people really enjoy times with their families and stuff. One thing I do not like, and I don't think it's just in Germany, is that things are closed on Sundays. Because I'm so used to that in USA, that's the day that you have time to do your things, you know, to go to the supermarket, buy clothes when you need to, buy things for the home. And here, everything is closed.
You have to go out in the nature.
Exactly. So it will take some time to get used to that, I'm sure. But, you know, as of now, I'm used to that big city or, you know, big country life there.
So now you leave to the US?
Correct.
But you will come back.
Yes, I will come back in a couple of weeks again.
So hopefully we hear more of you.
I hope
also the things you are doing.
Yes,
and maybe some of the music you can bring. Say, play this, play that. It's
yes,
nice.
Yes, I would love to. Yeah, for sure. It's been beautiful meeting everyone. You know, I happened to be driving to Sinnenfjällen a week ago or so, and I was switching radio stations, and I came to this station and I hear a Spanish, someone speaking in Spanish, and I couldn't believe it, you know. And he made my day. I was just so happy, you know. I think anyone, when you hear something in your language, you feel at home. So it made me very, very happy. And I heard that they had something going on at a local restaurant in Tübingen, and I told my boyfriend we're going there tonight, you know. They had like a Mexican night and stuff, so we went, and I met Miriam, one of your colleagues, and I exchanged numbers with her, and she invited me here to the station, and I got to meet you and the rest of your colleagues, and it's been such an amazing experience, you know.
Thank you, and good luck, and see you again.
Thank you.